those early days. Mm-hmm. Okay, and you're located, give them at
36th. 36th and Harvard in the Strip Center.
Right.
And we were where Fellini's is, the sandwich shop. We started out there.
Oh.
And then as we got a little bigger, needed more space, we moved on the end where there was a ladies' dress shop. We moved there. And then in like 2008, we moved to our location now on the end.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been in three spaces, remodeled three spaces, kept going.
Yeah. So do you remember then you opened your first day, your inventory? How did you know how many flowers you were going to order? And
well, I had kind of watched my aunt in Haskell, how she did it, because my grandmother had passed away by then. So my aunt in Haskell, I would help her a lot. So I kind of followed her rule of what she had. So, and then I read an awful lot of magazines, because back then we didn't have like the internet or anything.
Right.
So I just got every kind of flower magazine or any classes I could look at online, not online, but send for or do. So I would go to the wholesale houses, which I was friends with them because I had met them through my family floral shop. So I knew them. So they knew me. So they knew that I was going to give it a whirl, you know. Then I felt a little bit connected because opening in Midtown, it was a great location. So I had the best of all the worlds, I think. I started going to like garden clubs and talking to them, word of mouth. And then I would send things to people, you know, to kind of get their attention and just kind of worked my way that way. And my mom and dad's friends would call and, you know, Ed, you know, he had friends, you know, and they would all start calling like, you know, Tony's opened a flower shop. So it was word of mouth then. And we did send out mailers and things like that. But I thought word of mouth was the most effective, or showing something that you could do or donate to something where you did it and they thought it was not, you know, and then it just took off like, oh, that little shop, you know, did something or, but that's how it worked. So it was word of mouth and talking to garden clubs and to different organizations and just kind of doing my own marketing, really, you know, like that.
Right. Talking to garden clubs, you would tell them about your business?
And do demonstrations and let them know, you know, that we could do things that they should come and shop there.
You're very creative in your flowers. You learned that, I suppose, from those shops you worked in. You watched them, your mother and
grandmother and my aunt.
Right. You learned how they were creative.
Mm-hmm.
Then you probably took that to another level, probably.
Mm-hmm. I never thought that I would own a flower shop in a larger city. I always thought it would be a small town. I don't know. I just had that small town mentality because that's what I thought. But when it happened, it just happened so fast. But I just kept going. Now, I'm not going to say that it wasn't hard when I started, because it was very hard. Because it was myself, and then my sister stopped by to help me, and help me paint a cabinet, and she never left.
Stephanie,
but I have to hear about it every day because she's still there. but if it weren't for her, so we would make a few arrangements, and she would go deliver them. So she became the delivery person when we first started. So it was a two-person operation. And so,
did she do your bookkeeping? Or
No, I was doing the bookkeeping.
Okay.
And my mother would help me a little bit with that too, but I was doing the bookkeeping, which is not my forte. I'll just say it right now.
But did you eventually, obviously, hired somebody to
do yes, that? Definitely.
Right. But it got you through, and it was pretty simple at first.
Yeah, at first it was pretty like, okay, we took this much in, we got to pay this bill.
Right. <we're going. laughs> Was there, remember the first customers or the first maybe big event maybe that you had?
Gosh, I'm trying to think. I think the first thing was a wedding. I think my first big wedding, which I think, oh, don't laugh, it was like $500. But I thought I had hung the moon. I told my mom, I said, oh my gosh, I've got a $500 wedding. And she goes, okay, you know. And so we made it, and it was out in Manford. And it's just a hilarious story. But they'd had the tornado, and the church had changed to a different church. So it was just crazy. But it was just one of the most funny things that I think back on now. Like, it was just funny because they had changed the church but didn't tell me. So I was around the circle in Manford. Oh, there it is. Okay. And then just different things.
And then to haul those flowers out there, you took several trips? Or
yeah, no, it was one in the van.
I bought a van.
Uh-huh. And so we took it out there and set it up and waited, you know, for it to be over because it was out there. But it was just... it was just something funny.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And now, of course, I'm by your store all the time. Uh-huh. And you have four vans sitting out in front right now, don't you?
Yes.
Well, at the beginning, did you know what type of flowers to buy? But I suppose...
yeah, I did. I would buy, like, basics. But then I learned that there were a lot more beautiful flowers out there than that we had used in small towns. Like, I started noticing people go, I don't want carnations, or I don't want daisies. I want something different. I want, you know, so I started kind of filling out different kinds of flowers and researching different flowers that the wholesalers that would have. So it opened up a whole new world.
Mm-hmm. And name some of those flowers you're talking
about.
Well,
like there were lilies that I never did really know when I was growing up. There were hydrangeas. There were, I mean, these are flowers that were just different than, I mean, you know, growing up we had carnations, daisies, irises, roses, mm-hmm. you know, and then we started getting them from different places, you know, from all over. So, you know, it's just
from different wholesalers.
Yeah, different wholesalers in different countries.
Oh.
You know, so we used to get everything like California, then it became Mexico, then it became Colombia, then it became the Netherlands. So, you know, there's flowers come from all over, you know, so there's a lot of, so that's, you know, fast forward till now, 40 years, 43 years, and you get a lot more.
So are you ordering today from other countries?
Yes, I order online now. I order and it comes through our wholesaler here, but it comes straight in a box and nobody else touches it. So we get to process it ourselves, and that's why I feel like our flowers last longer.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But we do buy a lot of flowers, too, locally from farmers, you know, like farm-to-table, farm-to-florist type things, too, also.
So we are growing flowers in Oklahoma.
Stillwater, Collinsville. There's a lot of other places that are growing them around town. Mm-hmm.
You talk about tariffs these days. Could that have affected you any?
Yes. Uh-huh. So far, we've probably paid $6,000 in tariffs on Christmas merchandise that we received so far.
Really?
Uh-huh, and vases. But one of my vase companies that I just bought a lot of vases from, they waived the tariff due to they were losing business. People were doing other things, so they said they'd rather pay the tariff. Because from China, really, we've always paid probably like a 10 to 15% tariff, but if they raise it 35 to 40%, it's high.
Yeah.
And then, you know, a lot of our Christmas product comes from China and those, so, you know, places, so yeah.
What are you doing about China?
My sister is the pricer. She's shipping and receiving, so she puts into the price, but we try to be as fair as possible. But, you know, that's a lot of money for small businesses to take over now, but everybody's just kind of grinning, bearing it. But in a small business, if you take, say, $12,000 off the top for a tariff that you didn't have ever before,
yeah.
I mean, that's a lot of money you have to recoup.
So you've had to increase your prices.
A little bit, yes. Mm-hmm. And the flowers that are coming from the Netherlands are a little bit pricier too right now. So
why now?
I think that they're putting into tariff type things and I think they're embedding it in the prices. I'm trying to figure it out and visiting with wholesalers to ask why prices are so much higher they fluctuate a lot. It's a different world now, but
you've no doubt been to Holland.
Yes.
And to see this tulip festival.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And Margaret and I have been there to see that. That's just that beautiful.
And the auction.
Yes.
That's how we get a lot of our flowers, is off the auction.
Auction. So the auction in Holland.
The flowers.
Okay. Tell me. Okay. How
that works. Like, I go online and they have all the flowers that are available. Like, they have them in categories, and like starting with, say, roses. Or I don't buy roses from there because they're really expensive, but, you know, like gerbers, clematis. I mean, just all different types of flowers, and then you can go in and buy them, and you buy like 100 stems at this amount or 50 stems at this amount. So they have them in groups where you can buy it. And then you order by Thursday, and then you have them on Monday.
Oh.
So they're like all the time, you know, they buy them off the market.
Okay.
Yeah. The auction.
And how do they keep them fresh? How do they?
They go from there, they go to airline, and then they're, you know, refrigerated till the airline, and then.
But they will survive, what, about 2-3 days? Mm-hmm. Is that it?
Yes, two days.
Into your cooler.
Uh-huh. Except if we have a shipping problem or something goes away, you know, the airplanes and things have a problem, then we do have problems. But
so what happens when you have a problem like that? Do you have to eat that loss? Or
sometimes we do, but most usually they take care of it.
The airlines?
Mm-hmm. The company.
Oh, the company who is sending them. And they'll send you another.
But I've had a lot of companies not do that. Like, I got roses one time. I spent $13,000 on Valentine roses, and they came in frozen off of Southwest Airlines. But nobody would help me with that. The airline wouldn't help me. The sender wouldn't help me. No one. So, I mean, I was very disgruntled, but I went through every way I could get to have somebody help me, but they didn't help me. That was just a bad deal.
Oh, so then that was for Valentine's.
I ate that.
Mm-hmm. You ate that. So then what did you do to have roses for Valentine's?
I got new ones in, but I just didn't regroup that. So that was not a good thing.
Took
I was
a
depressed
loss.
About that. But
yep.
I still talk about it. So, you know, I got to let it go. Because things have